With the party in crisis and their electoral prospects slipping away, Democrats are pinning their last hopes on Michelle Obama, desperate to revive their failing political machine and claw their way back to power. But there's just one problem for Barack Obama and his plans to sneak another term in office by pulling the strings of another puppet president in the White House. Barack and Michelle have more skeletons in their closet than Ed Gein. And now there are FBI documents that confirm Michelle Obama was born male. The truth is not the Obama's friend, and it's our job to expose the truth to the masses. Before we dive in, join the People's Voice Locals community if you haven't already, and sign up to become a member of the world's first ever cyber nation that truly believes in life, liberty, and the pursuit of your dreams. Visit joson.com and click the Join Us button today. It's completely free. President Trump's executive order to release the full Martin Luther King files have turned the spotlight on the FBI's vast vault of incriminating evidence against major public figures. But according to FBI insiders, if you thought MLK Jr. was a serial adulterer, cheater, plagiarizer, and communist, you haven't seen anything yet. The files on Michelle Obama make MLK look like a saint. They expose a trail of violence, destruction, and even deaths. Raising one chilling question. How have the Obamas managed to hide in plain sight for so long? The wildest part of the FBI files and MLK is the total denial aspect of their covert operations. It's a pattern we've seen before. Just look at January the 6th and 9/11. The FBI have zero interest in informing the public. Their priority is covering up the truth. It's not just the FBI who know the real truth about Michelle Obama and countless other so-called women in the global political spotlight. The global political elite aren't just pushing the transgender agenda on young people, they're leading by example. Many first wives of presidents and prime ministers were born male, living a carefully crafted lie in plain sight. But with the sheer number of skeletons in the Obamas' closet, it was only a matter of time before the truth started leaking out. As Joan Rivers' daughter explains, her mother paid the ultimate price for exposing what everyone in Hollywood knows about Michelle Obama, and the Obamas had her silenced in retaliation.
So wrong on so many levels. And it actually strikes fear in me that somehow, someday, somewhere, that will get out.
I went through 5 different security passes, and then a woman at the gate who will not recheck into their records says to me, "You cannot go on." No, she is a moron.
Just calm down.
Got it.
No, Michelle is a trans.
I'm sorry, she's a what?
A transgender.
In my opinion, it was 100% preventable.
What did this guy know about Obama? Did he know that Michelle Obama was maybe Michael Obama? Did they know that maybe former president-elect Obama was having relations with a man?
Melissa Rivers filed a medical malpractice lawsuit against the clinic and doctors involved in Joan Rivers' fatal surgery, alleging negligence led to her mother's death. The case was settled quickly when Barack Obama made an unprecedented intervention from the White House.
The investigation that was going on was settled suddenly after Melissa received a letter from Obama.
I received a letter from the White House, from President Obama.
Wow. Many fans predicted that it was the way to silence Melissa and that perhaps her mother's death was not a mistake, but rather an intentional step after what she revealed about Obama.
While the media continues to shield the Obamas with nauseatingly fawning coverage, pretending everything is as it seems, the cat's already out of the bag. The truth is starting to break free, and no amount of protection can stop it now. Significant others from the Obamas' past are queuing up to blow the whistle about their former partners. Barack's college girlfriend has admitted that he's a gay man who admitted he was fantasizing daily about making love to men while he was with her. Michelle's teenage boyfriend David Upchurch has also joined the party, admitting that she was not born a woman. Even the hacks at CNN are now casually referring to Michelle by the name her brother-in-law, Malik Obama, revealed his entire family calls her, Big Mike.
Who won the debate, we asked debate watchers in our instant poll, and the answer is a resounding Donald Trump did. 67% of debate watchers in our poll say Donald Trump won the debate tonight. Joe Biden, 33% say he won the debate tonight. I mean, guys, at this point, I don't give a shit if they bring out Gavin Newsom or maybe Hillary Clinton or even Big Mike. I mean, even Michelle Obama. Sorry, I don't know why I said Big Mike. Back to you, Jake.
CNN contributor Mike Toobin, who was famously caught masturbating on a Zoom call with his CNN colleagues in 2022, isn't the only far-left reprobate promoting Michelle as a political candidate. The entire staff of the New York Times are desperate for Mike to enter the fray as she positions herself as an icon in the transgender community, with young trans kids looking up to her as an inspirational figure to become like.
So I wanted to ask you, what advice do you have for teens who want to be themselves and thrive like you have and currently are?
According to investigators, on one of the Diddy tapes seized by the FBI, Michelle is seen comparing her penis size with a music mogul before she abuses one of his victims. Michelle's size matches testimony given by Ali Carter and other victims about the size of her erect penis.
We have a few affidavits. Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, hermaphrodites, Joseph Biden, Oprah, Lassane Outlaw, and many, many more. Again, what can we do? We've given information over and we've handed it over to someone and we've said, hey, we can only hand you so much because there's so much of it.
Michelle Obama has been hiding in plain sight for years, but now we have proof in the form of government records that she is not who she claims to be. According to official documents obtained from the Illinois State Board of Elections, Obama was officially registered to vote as a male from 1994 to 2008, when she changed her sex to female. Conveniently, this was the same year her husband was running for the presidency. We made a whole video about these bombshell records, which were obtained by a Freedom of Information request. Now, new information has surfaced. Official FBI documents that reveal what the agency knows about Michelle Obama's trail of deception, sex offenses, and even deaths. We've got all the details after this important word from our sponsor. The globalists are trying to make us all poorer and destroy what's left of the economy. The Biden regime is following all of the WF diktats to the letter. They literally want you to own nothing and pretend to be happy. It's no joke. That's why I recently decided to put a lot of my own savings into precious metals, gold and silver. I don't trust the banks, I don't trust governments, and I don't trust big tech with my hard-earned money. Why? Because the handful of people that I do trust to give me financial advice, Max Kaiser for instance, have all said that gold is the best insurance against inflation and the stock market. So I decided to partner up with our sponsor, Colonial Metals Group. They helped me set up a self-directed IRA, where I have access to all of my assets, no matter what restrictions the government impose on everybody else. Let the team of experts at CMG help you protect your family's future. And viewers of this channel are being given an exclusive offer. Click the link below this video or call the 800 number and you'll receive a safe and up to $7,500 in free silver. This offer is exclusive to viewers of The People's Voice. The number to call is 888-351-2043. That's 888-351-2043 or go to colonialmetalsgroup.com/TPV. Remarkably, despite all the carefully crafted facades and media spin, Barack Obama has slipped up on multiple occasions, calling Michelle Michael. This isn't just a one-time mistake. It's happened time and time again, raising serious questions about what's really going on behind closed doors.
Men and women of the finest military in the world. Most of all, Admiral Mullen, Deborah, Michael and I.
Is anything scaring?
You know,
Have you ever met a man who accidentally calls his wife by a man's name? You probably haven't met a man whose wife stands accused of raping multiple underage girls with her penis either.
And everybody is so worried about the elite, and we could give those names of Barack Obama, Joe Biden. We know about Michelle Obama, that's a man. We know about Too Short. We know about Akon and Steven Tyler, and we can give those names all day. And everybody is so worried about that. But what you should be worried about is the people that are in between, the people that go as low as your grave diggers. I was trafficked to people within my schools. I was trafficked in underground tunnels that link under your schools, through your cemeteries, under your amusement parks, through Universal Studios, and into Hollywood elite homes, all over the place, all over the world.
So the names that you just mentioned, Barack Obama, Steven Tyler, Joe Biden, Michelle Obama, have you had personal sexual experiences with these people?
Yes.
These people participated in sex abuse firsthand with you?
Yes.
Can you tell that story? Because that's important for people to understand and to know. And to this point, I don't think a national platform has given you the opportunity to say those things.
No, because everybody is complicit. Everybody is complicit. It is covered up by your local FBI. It is covered up by your local police department. It is underground tunnels. There's a whole world. It's a different way of life. There's every source of transportation.
This is the reality of our sick, diseased, evil world. There are thousands of pedophiles in high positions throughout every part of society, from the judicial system to the education system to law enforcement agencies to child protection services. Pedophile child rapists have infiltrated every part of our world, and mainstream media is doing everything it can to cover up the scandal and continue the abuse. Whistleblowers within the Bureau claim that the FBI is not just aware of this deception, it's actively involved in it.
I was in an admin position. Nothing too glamorous. But I had the clearance to access files that most people never would. I did not expect to stumble onto what I did. Michelle, the former first lady, she's biologically male. It's all documented. Medical reports, security logs, everything. The whole public image, a complete fabrication. I don't know how this stayed hidden for so long. But the real issue? The bodies. I've seen the files on people who got too close to the truth, who knew too much, and they were eliminated. The chef who worked for the family, he was one of them. He overheard things, started asking questions about Michelle, things he shouldn't have known. A couple of weeks later, dead. Official story? Drowned? Reality? He was silenced. I've seen the report. It wasn't an accident. It was a cover-up. There are others. A long list. Journalists, aides, even close family members. People who could have blown the lid off the whole thing. People who pushed too hard or got too close were either killed or disappeared. The Bureau was complicit in not just letting it slide. They actively buried it. They made sure those deaths were swept under the rug, that the right stories were pushed, that the public never knew the truth. The Bureau covered it all up, controlled the narrative. I saw memos, internal communications. They made it clear what needed to be done. People like me were instructed to make sure things didn't get out. If someone questioned it, if someone dug too deep, they were shut down. And I know the kind of power they have to make that happen. I've seen it firsthand. They'll do anything to protect their secret. I'm coming forward because people deserve to know. I can't sit with this any longer. Too many lives have been ruined to keep this hidden. Too many people silenced. I've seen the proof. I've read the files. And I'm telling you, if anyone has the guts to go digging, they'll find everything I'm talking about. But I'm also scared. Scared that they'll make sure I'm the next one to disappear if I keep talking.
We are living in a world where Michelle Obama's high school boyfriend can confirm that she's a biological man, and the mainstream media, whose job is to inform the masses, decides to cover up the story. Meanwhile, in France, the same deception is unfolding with Brigitte Macron, who groomed her future husband, President Emmanuel Macron, when she was 40 and he was just a 14-year-old boy, now being credibly exposed as a biological male. For years, we've been reporting on the gender blurring agenda, which is based on the assertion that genders are social constructs. That same agenda is also creeping into elementary school curricula, because they know that indoctrination must happen at a young age to permanently affect the psyche. We are living in critical times, and here at The People's Voice, we need your help to continue exposing the elite and holding them to account before it's too late. Join us in our mission to wake up the masses by subscribing to the channel and joining the People's Voice Locals community to join our amazing team. I hope to see you there. Today's video is brought to you by IPv6ers. Are you a content creator who wants to publish information online without Big Brother spying and censoring your every move? IPv6ers is set to revolutionize the way information is disseminated on the internet by eliminating the need for big tech companies to provide unreliable, overpriced services such as self-hosting, email, and data management. IPv6ers enables an easy and accessible way for you to host your own web and email server with direct end-to-end connections and enhanced security. This means no snooping from Big Brother and no interference from the technocratic elite. If Hillary Clinton can get away with running her own server, why shouldn't you? Go to thepeoplesvoice.tv/IPv6 to sign up, or click the link below this video to take back control of the internet and win the info wars against the globalists. If you like our content, help support our sponsor, IPv6ers, and go to thepeoplesvoice.tv/IPv6 today. Thank you, IPv6ers, for making this video possible.